They're asking a question. And again, I want to reiterate, and hold me to this when B.B. Shea comes in the room for the Power Hour. He's going to be saying, who are you predicting? Who do you want? Who do you think's going to win? I can't make a prediction. I won't make a prediction.
That's your vow this year. Your Super Bowl prediction is no prediction whatsoever.
No prediction at all. Because if I make that prediction, I may curse the team that I predict. It's too much.
I predict you will predict before the cock crows.
It's because...
You can't resist. B.B. Shea will needle you. Somehow he pushes your buttons in a way that even Biggie can't.
Well, he does. Let me tell you something else. Talk about button pushing. I almost broke one of my non-negotiables a moment ago.
A moment ago?
Yeah. I just...
In this room.
I just checked my email, which I do during commercial breaks sometimes. And you know Kansas City Steve. He lives in Kansas. A huge Chiefs fan. Old KC Steve. Earlier, I was saying that I was buying Super Bowl balloons for the party. We have an Eagles balloon and a Chiefs balloon. And they put me back 16 and a quarter each, which I didn't even reveal to my wife because of the massive helium shortage you're hearing all about. And so I couldn't believe it. When it rang up on the screen in front of me, I just thought, how can I do this? And I accidentally let go of one, and it went to the rafters, and they said, oh, we got to charge you for two now.
Whoa!
So it really, really bothered me. So in trying to needle me, Kansas City Steve wrote an email that says, you complaining about balloons and the Chiefs reminds me of when Elway, old horseface, cried to the refs in Arrowhead that the stadium, the fans were too loud. And now...
That's like all of your hot buttons at once.
You start coming at me about Elway and that kind of stuff now. So I typed out the response. When did he complain about that? When he knocked him out of the playoffs on his way to the first of two Super Bowl victories in Arrowhead. But then I took that back because why? I don't get sucked into stupid arguments. I don't get needled like that. That's something that I don't do, and that is a non-negotiable. So I flip back to the notes part of my phone, and it said, don't get sucked into dumb arguments.
Did you write him a note back saying that, or you just simply ignore?
I ignored. That's what I do.
Let it remain as a rhetorical question?
It remains as a rhetorical because if I start getting sucked into that, it's not rhetorical. What he would say is Elway had an all-time losing record in Arrowhead, which may be true. And I would say, yeah, but he won this.
Yeah, but.
And then it becomes a yeah, but. And I'm not spending 2 hours today button with KC Steve. I'm not doing it. I won't.
No.
I won't get needled. B.B. Shea's going to come in here and say, Pat Mahomes is the best quarterback of all time. And I'm going to say, nope. It's still Brady. He'll needle me, and I do not get sucked into those kinds of arguments anymore.
Now, you guys once had a podcast together, you, B.B. Shea.
Mm-hmm.
It was called The Flat Line and the...
Square in the Round.
Square in the Round.
Thinking of your own podcast.
I was going to say, I actually wrote that down. That's not bad.
That's a good one. The Flat Line. Yes.
I was thinking, though, if you ever reboot it, you should just call it Needlin.
Yeah, Needlin.
Needlin.
He's needling me. Yeah, two things.
Because he used to do that during your podcast.
He'd needle me. He'd say something he knew.
I've always, and I don't hold this over his head, but.
He's a great needler.
Great needler. Yes, but he always claimed he was going to break you during that podcast.
I know.
And I kept saying to him, I said, you don't know what you're up against.
Can't.
Yeah, he'd say, I'm going to get a different side of him. I said, you won't. You'll never get the real side of him.
Yeah, but he did try to break your brain with all his takes about, like, LeBron, Bronny James.
He did, but you held through.
That one, he came in when Bronny James was drafted by the Lakers, because I guess that puts an end to who the best NBA player is all time. I said, what are you talking about? Michael Jordan never had a son play in the NBA.
My brain broke.
Jordan's son too busy being arrested for coke possession on train tracks.
Yeah, I'm going to be honest. Jordan's son living like Michael Jordan's son should. Not trying to live up to the name. Just kind of like, I got some money because you know who my dad is. I'm going to throw that around from time to time.
Exactly.
Who wants some coke?
I know.
It's in the Lambo. Where's your Lambo? On the train tracks.
Yeah.
He got stuck.
Yeah.
That's it.
Hey.
He'll come in here today and be like, Mahomes is the best quarterback ever. I do not believe so. I still believe it's Brady, but he knows he can needle me, but I'm not going to get sucked in. I won't get sucked in.
One more thing about Jordan's son. I think he played that DUI just right, and I think if you're ever going to go up against the cops with a DUI, I think you do it the way he did. Meet him at the car and be like, you going to help me or not?
Yeah, well, he did. That's right.
Because he said, car stuck on the train tracks, and they'd be like, well, you know, we smell, guys, we're wasting time here.
That's a Lamborghini.
Yeah. You got to get this thing off the tracks.
Bruh.
Yeah, I thought the way he tried to play that.
And he said, I'm Michael Jordan's son. Come on.
Yeah.
Come
I would have 100% dropped that name.
Of course.
That's one you can drop.
That is the name.
That's the name to drop.
And you admitted, Chris Kelly, that it would have worked on you.
Oh, immediately. Mm-hmm. Let's get a selfie. Let me push this out of here.
Oh, my God. Let's get your car off the tracks. Like, can I get a selfie?
Here, you get behind the wheel. I'll just push you with my cruiser.
It's a fact.
There's something on your nose. Brush that off. Before we take the picture, at least.
Let me tell you something, too, about flatlining. Because you just mentioned the name of our podcast, Flatline, which it's not. Here's another thing. I'm listening to a podcast lately, very, very liberal podcast. I told you that. I like to balance myself out. I watch an hour of Fox News. I listen to an hour of a liberal podcast so I can get both. Okay.
You find it helps?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I found it very, very helpful. The liberal guys are unbelievably angry. I mean, they are so mad. Everything Trump does, they're just like, oh, this is terrible, terrible, terrible. And when it's done, of course, I'm like, yeah. And then I go to Fox News, and I'm like, you know how I do. Right. So I'm fair and balanced. That's what I try to be. Sometimes when that podcast ends and I'm falling off to sleep because I'll listen to it like with it laying on my ear, it'll flip to something else. And it's
not
always,
their.
No, not theirs.
Not them.
It's always the square and the round. It's always me and BB Shay. I don't know why.
Your own voice
it's
in your
my
ear?
Own voice in my ear along with BB Shay. And now he's like infiltrated my dreams because of it, you know.
Bronny dreams.
He does a lot of that. So I took a CPR class a couple of years ago because we were afraid that somebody in here might fall out.
Ooh. I'll go ahead and claim that one.
We got a guy with a bad ticker in here, okay?
Ooh.
Remember, it used to be if you didn't know CPR, you could have the tune of Staying Alive in your head.
That's the rhythm.
Keep it on rhythm. Staying Alive. And you pump to that. Well, the other day I was watching the news and they said, get that one out of your head. Now we've got some newer updated songs. And they were by like Kendrick Lamar and Cardi B. And I said, I can no longer help anyone. Because
no one will survive that.
I don't know the song.
Wet ass. What? I'm going to use wet.
Is it working?
I don't know. I think I killed him.
I don't know the song.
He's a wreck, but I don't know what I'm doing.
I can't do it.
Well, try doing it to Bodak Yellow. To what?
I make money moves.
Do we have any other songs besides Cardi B songs?
Is there any other song you can play for me to keep it in rhythm? I want to apologize ahead of time, Biggie, now.
Do the Drake pedo song. Oh, God.
I don't even know it. I don't know these songs. And therefore, I'm not going to be able to help anybody.